Welcome, everybody. It's time for another episode of The Skinny on Beauty, the only show that takes a real hard look at the beauty industry, where art and beauty and technology collide. Ooh, it's Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Okay.
You know, we're starting a little late, so if you guys are waiting for us, thank you for your patience. But today, I'm so excited. Here via Skype, wonderful Skype, is Erin Kelly with us today. Hi, Erin.
How are you?
I'm so excited. We were mesmerized by her setup that she's got going on, which actually we're going to be talking about today, how she actually sets up her video marketing, makeup tutorials, and all the tips and tricks that she has to offer you girls that, I mean, even if you don't do makeup, it's going to be a great educational podcast today for you, an educational interview. Let me give her a short introduction. As you guys know, I'm Cheryl Hawley, your host with United Socially, and Erin Kelly is here with me today. She's a makeup artist located in North Carolina. She specializes in bridal and special effects makeup, but has been trained in all different types of techniques, which you can actually see on her Instagram, which is at Erin Kelly Makeup. So that's Erin Kelly Makeup. Her passion for the industry took off about 5 years ago when she started her journey to officially become a makeup artist by attending the Academy of Makeup Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. Erin focuses on creating content on social media to educate her fans on not only the current makeup trends, but easy tutorials to showcase DIY art for everyday makeup wear. So thank you so much for calling in today to share your experience, strength, and hope with us today on the show, Erin. So as entrepreneurs, we're so excited to be able to have your experience, strength, and hope with us. And we're going to just jump right in. Being a makeup artist has been one of the best jobs that I actually can think of. I've always loved learning about makeup and how to do certain effects. And I've been told I'm really good at doing makeup. People actually thought, oh, why don't you just become a makeup artist? So I'm like, oh, well, you know, but I never did it. But I got still into the beauty industry. So this next best thing, I guess.
Yeah, I still get to play around.
Yeah. I get to play around with it still. But what made you want to become a makeup artist?
I think I've always enjoyed doing art in school. I loved painting, but as you guys probably know, painting, it's hard to do a career out of that. And then I started just buying makeup products, and I slowly started becoming more obsessed with eyeshadow and all the different colors that you can create.
Yeah.
And then I just started getting into it in college. And after I graduated college, I was like, all right, Mom, going to makeup school. We're doing it, making it real.
It's becoming easier to be like us as entrepreneurs and make, you know, a living from doing things that are creative. But I mean, I think that what you're getting at is it really goes hand in hand. It's the creative expression, being able to, you know, connect that creative side of your brain, the left side of your brain, and make something out of it, you know, to where you can actually have that deliverable, like art or makeup wear and things like that. So I love that you went forward and started doing this. And I know that we'll talk today about Instagram and YouTube and how they've definitely helped you. But there's a lot of misconceptions about cosmetology school, makeup art school, and because I know you went to the Academy of Makeup Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. But tell us the difference between the two first, and then go into how you decided to choose what academy for makeup to go into.
So cosmetology school is basically you focus more on hair. It's a longer program, and you only learn a little bit about makeup application, mm-hmm. whereas makeup school, you can focus on special effects, fashion makeup. It's all makeup oriented with a slight education in hair. So I think we only did a week or two of hairstyling when everything else was makeup throughout all the periods, 50s makeup, all that kind of stuff. So that is why I decided to go with makeup school, because hair and I do not get along very well. And
your hair looks fantastic, though.
Do my hair. Other people's hair is a little bit more difficult.
I get it. I totally get it. But you understand the science behind it because you understand the color well. So that's probably not your, that's probably not your issue. That was mine. Okay, cool. So then when you decided to go to Nashville, Tennessee, to the Academy of Makeup Arts, what do you guys specialize there? Like, there's different concentrations or different focuses. How does that work?
So basically, they have, I think it's about 4 different concentrations that you can choose from. I did advanced, which was special effects makeup and fashion and beauty makeup, because I love special effects makeup, and I thought I wanted to go into films and all that kind of stuff. But they also offer like a freelancing program that's less hours that you have to take. It's only offered on the weekends for people who maybe just kind of want to do makeup on the side. They offer a fashion program, and then you can just focus on just special effects and film. So I decided to do advanced because...
And so, I'm sorry, what was the advanced?
It's just special effects and beauty makeup combined.
So okay.
You learn literally everything, yeah.
Okay, cool. So now, from that, how long did it take you to get involved and to get your certificate?
It actually only took me, it was about 3 months, and I think I clocked about 350, 400 hours. Because it was every single day for 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was lots of practice.
Yeah. And do you have people that come in there that you can actually practice on?
At the end, but It was majority just, I think there was about 15 other people in the class with me. And we would just rotate partners and work on our teachers and that kind of stuff and kind of play off each other's faces.
Cool. Now, are you from Nashville, Tennessee?
No, I'm not. I'm originally from Wisconsin, and then I moved down to North Carolina when I was 7, so I've been living here for a while.
Okay, cool. So since you guys can't see her setup, but we're going to go into how she makes her videos, and she's actually, and you're in your booth right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So if you go to my Instagram at Skinny on Beauty and check out my story, you'll be able to see. It's pretty cool because I've done some Skype interviews before you really are radiating. You know, like you look fantastic. So So I love it. I love it. So you guys can get a little screenshot of what she looks like. Erin and I actually met on Instagram. My team and I were launching one of our clients' influencer marketing platforms, and we came across her Instagram feed, which led us to her YouTube channel, which is also Erin Kelly Makeup. And we found some interesting footage on beauty, makeup, skincare regimes, I mean, anything and everything. And her personality really shines through on these videos, which I think between the content and the personality is really what is going to pull you forward as a video blogger or any type of creative entrepreneur that's putting yourself out there for digital marketing today. Because if you look at her channel, you know, it's definitely a work in progress, Erin. How long have you been doing this, the videos?
I've only been doing YouTube for a year, so
okay.
We've got lots of room to grow.
Right, exactly. But the key here is, and the reason why I was so attracted to you and wanted to interview you is because your content is so rich, and you found a way to really bring and be yourself throughout these videos. You know, it's not such a PR piece. It's authentic. It's entertaining. And then you've also edited it really nice, and you taught yourself how to do your own editing, which is really cool. Because I know how hard that is, because I went to film school, and you didn't even have to do that.
I'm still learning on how to edit, but I got the basic stuff down, so.
You do. And we're going to talk more about Erin's special effects makeup, where you can see some of her work, and then also those tips on the editing and the softwares that she uses right after the break. So stay tuned. Thank you, everyone, for still listening to the show today. We've reached our peak topic for today's show on how to edit and promote your videos to gain new clients. Erin Kelly is a professional makeup artist from North Carolina who is surely cornering the market in her local town. So, Erin, tell us about, you started your YouTube channel about a year ago, and tell us how often you post on it.
I've been trying to do about once a week.
Okay.
And I would hopefully like to do a little bit more if my schedule will allow it, which it is coming up in July. But, yeah, I try and keep it about once a week just to keep it interesting and keep myself still there.
Right.
So nobody forgets about me.
And what mediums do you go to or what areas do you go to find creative content to post? Like, what inspires you to post your content and how do you find your ideas?
A lot of my ideas, I'd say some of them I'm kind of watching other people on YouTube, finding out the trends, like stuff that people are really searching for.
Yeah.
But a lot of it also comes from my clients. Like when they ask me, how did you do my eyebrows like this? I don't necessarily have the time to show them how to do it right then and there. But then I can just tell them, hey, go check out my YouTube video, or I'll create a video in a month just like that. And just gathering ideas from people on Facebook. I ask Facebook a lot, what kind of stuff do you guys want to see? And a lot of people just give me all these lists and stuff to go with.
Wow, really? So you get a lot of engagement on your Facebook from it?
Yeah, I do. My personal one, I do, yeah.
Oh, you're okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense, yeah. No, that's cool. I really like that tip that you offered, because that is key for actually shining on social media, is listening to your audience. And so it sounds like when you're on these one-on-one, you know, conversations with your clients, they're like, hey, how did you do that? And you're following up with them and showing them that. I love that. That's a really good tip. And also, you know, how you actually, you know, go about and promote that. Do you do that on your Facebook, or then do you tag the person that asked you? How do you do that?
I usually just post it to Facebook, and then I'll kind of, you know, spam my friends through text messages with the links, and they'll send it out to their friends.
Nice.
A lot of it for YouTube is through Instagram too, with all the hashtags like we've talked about.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So now going into the editing part, tell us about what you use to edit your videos.
So I use Final Cut Pro. I used to use iMovie through my Mac, but for some reason, I don't know if it's the program or what, but it's always super slow. So I switched over to Final Cut, and I just kind of started playing around with it, and that has been my go-to. That's all I really use.
And so how long does it take you to edit a video?
Well, if I am not being distracted or procrastinating, then probably about 2 hours, but it could be longer.
Okay. And what features would you recommend for learning how to use and create professional videos, like on Final Cut Pro?
I think you definitely want to learn how to fast forward. You really want to get that down. Your voiceovers are very, very important, especially if you want to do Instagram videos, or you want to reach out to people on YouTube. If you want to keep your time under 5 minutes for your video, you definitely want to do voiceovers. I think that those are the two really most important things for me, and how to adjust your audio level, how to adjust your background lighting. You can do that too if something messes up on your camera, that kind of stuff.
And your edits, are they like jump cut edits, or like how do you transition between your scenes?
I just do a straight cut.
You just do a straight cut. Okay, yeah. That's pretty popular though today. It's just so straight cut, jump cut. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And that actually matches, you know, like the whole vibe of your video too. I would think that would go over well. When you said something about fast forwarding, so when you fast forward it, that's called hyperlapse, right? So do you use like any type of additional apps outside? Because I know Final Cut Pro is actually a software program, which runs like, I don't know, in the thousands, doesn't it?
No, I think it was like $200.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, I'm way off.
She bought the bootleg version down in North Carolina down there.
Yeah. No, actually, what I'm thinking of is the Mac that you have to use it on that runs in the thousands.
Yeah,
they're so expensive. But the software program's only around like $200, and I think that's actually probably the student rate.
I try to keep my videos I really like to keep them under 10. Depending on what I'm talking about, I really want to start getting into doing like 2 minute videos just so people can just watch it and be done, because I find you lose
trend,
a lot of interest.
Right.
Yeah. And you use a variant of the two, right? So like you'll use one for your YouTube and then you'll cut that up even to a shorter bit, which is the hyperlapse style, right?
Yep. And that's usually what I post to Instagram, because I think Instagram only allows you to do about a minute of your video. So if I can show the look that I'm trying to portray and then get people to click to see more, that's my goal.
So let's talk about the special effects one that you did recently, because that was so shocking to me. I was like, oh my gosh, I like cringed when I saw it.
The fingernails?
Yes. The fingernails. Gosh. Hashtag fingernails. Hashtag bloody fingernails.
Now you got to tell me what it is. So what is it?
I know. Erin, take the show.
So basically, I had my fiance be my hand model, and I created busted up looking fingernails, like as if you were to smash them with a hammer, and they kind of were all cracked and bloody, and I posted it online, and I had about 5 people text me being like, hey, are you okay? Why would you post that online? Like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, it's fake. It's not real. I promise.
But that's hilarious. People did text you. Yeah, so how long did it take you to create that look? And then explain in detail, like, what, because I'm fascinated with special effects makeup, and maybe somebody's out there right now that's really wanting to get into makeup and even special effects, you know? So, like, what type of mediums do you use for that? How long did it take you to create that?
So, I think it took me about 45 minutes. I use dental wax, or you can use, what's the wax, scar wax that they have for special effects. You can buy it at special effects store, Halloween stores, but I have braces, so I had a lot of dental wax sitting around, so I used that, and I adhered it to the nail with some spirit gum, and just kind of pushed it and molded it to the nail, and then I went in with like a sharp object, not like a knife or anything, but a little spatula, and just kind of created these little cracks. And kind of cut out, and then I went in with my alcohol-based palettes and kind of painted it that way, and then all you really need is a little bit of fake blood, and you are good to go.
What do you mean by alcohol-based products?
So, special effects, they use a lot of alcohol-based paints, which means that they are activated by alcohol, and they are taken off by alcohol. So if you're trying to get something to stay on for a really long time period, and you don't want to have to worry about it like smudging off, you would use alcohol-based palette.
Okay, cool. So does it take a long time to come off then?
Oh, no. You just put the rubbing alcohol right on it.
Okay.
Right off. But if you were to leave it on there, yeah, it would.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Now, I saw I'm going to show, for everybody else, I'll show Paul after the show, but for everybody else, if you want to see this, you have to go to @ErinKellyMakeup on Instagram. Is there a video on it on YouTube? I don't know if I saw that.
No, I didn't record that one.
Okay.
I was just
playing around. Yeah. but you do have a short video, right? So now, did you do that on Instagram? So did you do that on the Instagram app, or did you cut that through Final Cut Pro?
So that video that I posted was actually a boomerang. I just...
it was? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to look at it again.
I didn't record that one at all. Unfortunately, I'll have to redo it and market it as like a Halloween video.
Your focus is bridal makeup, and that's what you want to go into. But I know that you really love skincare as well. So actually, congratulations on going to esthetician school.
Mm. Super excited.
Yeah, tell us about that. What do you plan to do with it?
I thought it'd be nice just to educate myself a little bit more on the skin, since I'm applying makeup, and I really want to be able to add like bundles onto my weddings, maybe create some facials for brides that they can do a couple weeks beforehand. Lash extensions are booming right now, so it'd be really nice to add that.
Microblading. Have you ever thought about microblading?
I have. That's actually something that really interests me. So yeah. Microblading is basically like, it's like tattooing your eyebrows almost, but instead of them. Have you ever seen anybody's eyebrows tattooed on that just don't look right on
their
face?
Yeah.
So it's basically creating little hairs on your eyebrows, so it actually looks like eyebrows instead of just a black marker.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made with that, too. It's booming right now, too. Yeah. So everything about the eyes is crazy. Crazy good. So now, did we cover how long it took you to do the special effects makeup?
She said like 45 minutes. Yeah, she said
did you?
To do that one.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure. Okay, cool. So now, going back to the video and the tactics and everything like that that you've used, what are some tricks you have learned that work well when getting ready to shoot a video?
I think it is important to make sure that you have your background is completely clear. You don't want a lot going on back there. Make sure all your lighting is set up. Your camera needs to be charged. I always like to write down important messages or thoughts that I want to get across to people, because my brain, I always forget everything. Mm-hmm. So I always have those things written down. And if I'm talking about a certain product, I like to do my research before I start going on there and talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. That way, yeah, that's good. And the lighting is key, right? Don't you think?
Lighting.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
So what do you use for lighting?
I just have a ring light. It's okay. A little three light adjuster, and that's all I really need with my black background. So
okay, cool.
Fancy.
And do you put the camera inside the ring light? That's typically what they do in a ring light. We have one here in our studio. So there's a mount. There's the ring, and then the light goes either through it or on the inside of it. So the light goes around the camera, right?
Yep, that's exactly what I do.
And how, when you post your videos and your images to Instagram, what tactics seem to work for getting more exposure on your posts? I know we've talked about hashtags.
I think time of day is very, very important. Like for me, I realized that posting around 11 o'clock and 4 or 5 o'clock each day gets me the most traction. Definitely the amount that you post is important. I try to post something every day. With videos, I try and do about 2 times a week. I don't think it's really as important the day of the week versus the time. I think the timing of the day is more important. With YouTube, you want to try and be more consistent. I think with Instagram, it doesn't really matter as much. But I know YouTube, their algorithm, I think, counts on you being there at a certain time on a certain day. So I try and do Tuesday. I actually do Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's good to know. So everybody needs to look out for Erin Kelly makeup at Tuesday at 4.
That's right. Put it on your calendar.
But that's EST time. Right? Eastern time? 4 o'clock
Eastern time.
Yeah. So the last couple of questions I have for you, what videos are you currently working on right now? What can we expect to see from you on your channel?
So I'm actually, the next video that will be up is my fiance does my makeup, and he did a fabulous job on it.
Oh, so cool.
He did it. I finally talked him into doing it.
That's so cool. I can't wait to see it. That's such a good one.
It's going to be so funny.
Because you've actually been talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he knows nothing about it, which is what makes it all the more better.
Right. Exactly.
Picked it up and just assumed things went where they did.
Okay.
And then also your brands that you work with. I know that some people, especially in your local area, have found you through hashtags and just your content online. And you've gotten work from it. I mean, this is what you do full time. And social media has definitely driven the way for you because you've had the willingness to work with it. But as far as brands as well, I mean, they've reached out to you on Instagram and YouTube. Do you have any tips for other video bloggers out there that might be wanting to get more exposure from brand partnerships?
I think the most important thing is to just start using their products, talk about it, post about it, post using the product. Again, with hashtags is the best way to get noticed by a brand, because if they see a look that they like and you're using it, they'll probably reach out to you. Mm-hmm. I think that's, I don't work with a whole lot of brands, but I would like to. That'd
right.
Be nice.
Right. Well, that's not your model right now. So that makes sense. Yeah. You've done such a good job today. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Yeah. The last tip I would like to have you offer is the hashtag research. Do you do that through Google, or how do you do your hashtag research?
Yeah, you can do it through Google, or I actually just found like local makeup artists in my area and photographers in my area, and kind of looked at what they were hashtagging, all the people that had the more followers than I did.
Yeah.
And even just makeup artists that had thousands of followers, I would look at the hashtags that they were posting and just kind of start adding them to my list of multiple hashtags that I have.
Awesome. And everybody, Erin is available to travel. She is available for weddings. And you can contact her on her website. She's very easy. She's branded herself very well. Everything's at Erin Kelly Makeup. So again, ErinKelly. And that's ErinKellyMakeup.com as well. So if you want to reach out to her for any more tips, if you're a video blogger, makeup blogger, just interested entrepreneur, or somebody that, you know, would like to have her do your makeup, then she's interested in working with you. Thank you so much for listening to us today, and thanks, Erin, for being on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the one show where beauty and art and technology collide. The Skinny on Beauty, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.